Hello and welcome back to the Home for Anime. I am your host, GPC, Great Podcaster Cali, and spring has sprung, and by that I mean it's pretty much almost over. So I figured, it's been a while, why not tell you what I've been up to, tell you about my favorite things from spring of 2025. So as you probably know, I've kind of taken a step back from podcasting so that I can figure out how exactly I want to tackle volume 6, because I would say probably from volume 4 on there's been some kind of theme, and I really am in the mindset now of I want to talk about the things that I like. And the amount of anime that I've been consuming, it's not that it's been less quantity, but as I'm trying to find new things, not everything really makes the cut for me. And so I won't say that I'm finding a lot of stinkers, but unless I'm really impassioned about something, then at this point I'm just not gonna talk about it, unless, you know, it's some sort of obligation. I might have an idea. I've already scratched out a couple. The one that I will share that I had to scratch out is I actually really wanted to do a Pokemon Volume 6 on the first 10 movies of the Pokemon franchise. And then I kind of thought, well, that will get old really quickly. And it's not because all the Pokemon movies are the same. It's not just because they differ in quality, but I just felt like it wouldn't work. So I'm thinking right now, maybe it'll be like an anthology, and that'll make more sense when the time comes. But just know that that's the direction that I'm headed in right now. But I will definitely keep you posted, because I mean, I update my social media all the time, so there's no way that you wouldn't know. But while I've been pondering that, I've also been getting more into this YouTubing thing, which is the first thing that I'll say I really love about spring. YouTube has been so much fun. It gives me a really great challenge, because instead of just flying off cuff and saying the things that I appreciate or don't appreciate about a given show or movie, as some people would say, a standard critique or a standard review, I get to go a little bit deeper. I am writing out full-on scripts for the things that I want to say, and I get to delve into these different directions, these different ideas that I have. And I'm finding it to be very liberating. I love podcasting, but I also really, really love YouTube. And I also find that it's a great way to execute comedy, because I like to think I'm a funny person, and I really appreciate some of the things that I get to do, some of my visual and audio cues that go together really well on my YouTube channel. So if you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, then I have a YouTube channel called On a Whim, and On a Whim has video essays and these things that I call diary entries, which are kind of like homie check-ins, just like more so what's going on with me, what my thoughts are, and what's going on with my head. So they're a lot of fun. They're definitely worth looking into, definitely worth checking in with. And kind of like with the podcast, my schedule upload is kind of not sporadic, but I do it when I can. And when I do it, when I do upload, it's usually something that I've spent an excessive amount of time on. And I can probably attribute that to inexperience, but I posted a video that was almost 30 minutes, and that took me, between, you know, life and work and all that, it took me over 2 months to make, and over 150 individual pieces of media, and I really liked it. It's one of my favorite things that I've ever worked on, but, you know, I can't do that full time, not yet anyway, but I'm enjoying it, and it just, it takes time. So, for the people who have been watching the videos, thank you so much. It means a lot. But that's the first thing that I'll say I really enjoyed about spring so far. And winter. I started in winter, but spring has been really good for it. This is non-anime, but I recently saw The Life of Chuck. I believe it's Mike Flanagan collaborating with Tom Hiddleston, based on a short story from Stephen King. And I knew that Stephen King did more than just horror stories, but I never would have thought that I would consume something that Stephen King wrote that would make me cry. And what's so interesting about The Life of Chuck, and what makes it so special, is that it lives up to its name. It is quite literally about the life of Chuck, but simplified. And it goes in reverse. It starts with Act 3, then goes to Act 2, and then goes to Act 1. Act 3, it's so good. It's literally the end of the world. And Acts 2 and 1 go further into how the world ends, what leads up to that, and what it really means. And that's obviously something that I would say you would have to watch The Life of Chuck to understand. But whether you've seen it or not, what I'm about to say will definitely resonate with you, and I hope it'll bring you to watch The Life of Chuck. And that is that it's very much a celebration of life. That is what I can say I really love about The Life of Chuck. There are a lot of hard times in all of our lives. There is death. There's illness. There's distance with family. And just a lot of other just harsh realities. But through it all, life persists. And it happens no matter what. Life is always going to go on until it doesn't. And that's true for everyone. And seeing what went into Chuck's life before the end of the world was just beautiful, because it's not some supernatural or cosmic wide-ranging story. It's just about one person's life and how so many other lives both influence it and are influenced by it. And that's really all of us. We all learn from each other, and we all give to one another, whether we realize it or not. And having seen that right after my 28th birthday, it just made me feel really good about living. In this odd way, I've kind of been going through this metamorphosis of feeling like I am not truly alone anymore, and that my life has some sort of impact on others, and that it's not negative. And this just kind of reinforced that and it let me know that my life is worth living. And there's also a lot of dance in there, and I, as a dancer, I really appreciated that. But The Life of Chuck just made me embrace the beauty of life after another round around the sun. So I would highly recommend you go see The Life of Chuck. That's my non-anime recommendation. Now, speaking of my 28th birthday, I finally got my Botan and Kuromi tattoo that, if you know me, I have been talking about for a very long time. I finally went ahead and did it. It is officially the largest piece on my body. My tattoo artist is incredible. I love getting tattoos. The places where I get them, I don't really feel that much pain. That's definitely going to change soon, but tattoos are just very therapeutic, in my opinion. They're definitely not for everyone, but I'm just really happy that I was finally able to get this Botan and Kuromi piece because I love both of them so much. So Hannah McGee, who is at Triple Moon Tattoo, I traveled all the way there to see her. I appreciate you, and I hope that many people visit your shop and your booth because you do incredible work. Hannah also did my Perona tattoo that I posted online, and I just love it so much. It's my favorite tattoo of all time. Another thing that I've really enjoyed, this is the first anime specific. I am currently watching my very first Gundam. I went to the theater to see Gundam G-Quux, The Beginning, which apparently is like an alternate timeline of the first Gundam that came out. And I really vibe with it. I just think that it's good. I'm not really getting that deep story yet from it. I know there are a lot of things to come, but overall the action is really cool. I love that Hideaki Anno is working on it and that his studio is producing it. And I feel like I want to go and watch more Gundam. Gundam Wing has been recommended to me a lot, as has The Witch from Mercury. So I think I'm going to give those two a shot. I'm very excited, though. But so far, just aesthetically speaking and from an action standpoint, I really like G-Quux, and I'm going to keep watching it. Something else that's currently airing that I'm really enjoying, and what's probably becoming one of my favorite genres, I'm really enjoying Rock is a Lady's Modesty. And I think that the whole girl band thing that we saw in Bocchi the Rock, in Ave Musica, and now Rock is a Lady's Modesty. I haven't seen Girls Band Cry, but it's just a fun genre, and the music for some reason is just always good. And you kind of expect with these stories, you know, like the music is going to be good and the story is going to be just eh. But with all of the ones that I have seen, the story is actually equally as good, and it makes the music more impactful. And I've really, that's every now and then, every season or every two seasons, there is one show that I am always dedicated to keeping up with weekly. So like I can go a few weeks without watching this Gundam, but I watch Rock is a Lady's Modesty every week. Doesn't matter if I'm traveling for work, doesn't matter if I have a whole bunch of stuff to do. Between Thursday and Sunday, because there's on Thursday, I am going to watch Rock is a Lady's Modesty, and I'm really enjoying it. It's great. Now, on to what I would probably say is one of my favorite quote-unquote retro, if you call the 90s retro, anime. I recently watched Gunsmith Cats, And I can't think of how to do an episode on Gunsmith Cats, so I just figured I would talk about it here. Gunsmith Cats is very silly, it's very action-oriented, and it's just a lot of fun. Where I made that episode on California Crisis Gunsalvo, and I talked about the American Dream, Gunsmith Cats more so feels like a manic American experience. And I'm a huge fan of that. Sometimes I really just like a thoughtful goofiness where it's not mindless. You actually really do need to lock in and pay attention. Otherwise, you're going to miss some of the comedy and a lot of the action. But both are there, and I feel like they are balanced very well. And our pro tags are just great. I love them so much. Gunsmith Cats has become one of my favorites of all time, and I believe the Omnibus manga has started to come out, which I hear is tonally different from the anime, but I still want to check it out. And actually, that reminds me of a story. It was probably 2 or 3 years ago. I went to an anime convention and I met, I believe it was Tiffany Grant, who works on Gunsmith Cats. She was one of the voice actors for Gunsmith Cats. And she was like doing all these signatures. She also was the voice of Asuka Langley. And I had an Asuka shirt and she signed it. I mean, she was like the nicest lady. I was so grateful to have gotten to meet her. I think she actually signed my shoes too. I'm not sure. But I asked her. This is with me having not seen Gunsmith Cats, but knowing so much about like how revered it is in the anime community. I said, "You wouldn't happen to have a copy of Gunsmith Cats, would you?" And she said, "You know, kid, I worked on it. I think I have one, just one, and that's mine. I'm sorry I can't help you any further, but I do hope that you find it or that they print more." They haven't printed more, but that's okay. And Miss Grant, you are lovely. I still have the shirt that you signed. It's so cool. But yeah, I've been trying to watch Gunsmith Cats for a long time, and I finally found it. Good old search engines, am I right? Now, there is a short series of episodes, probably like two or three that are going to come out in the next probably month or so for Holic or XXXHolic by Clamp. This is probably the second or third Clamp property that I have consumed. The first I remember being X1999, which I feel like I need to rewatch because I don't remember being a fan of the story, but the character designs were top notch. And I know that Clamp has done a lot of incredible character designs and doujins over the years. Like they worked on Code Geass. But watching Holic has been life-changing for me. I am in love with every aspect of Holic thus far, to the point where I had to start collecting the manga because I can't find any DVDs or Blu-rays. I think I've found like secondhand DVDs of the first season, but nobody has made any moves to, remaster slash make a Blu-ray for the first and second seasons. So I'm kind of at a loss there. But I have two seasons that I watched and a movie, and then something that came out like way later. And it's all really good. Holic is just the best. And yeah, just look out for that episode. And the last thing that I'm going to talk about is the Tatami Galaxy Time Machine Blues. I really love the Tatami Galaxy, as I'm sure you probably know. And I had just been resistant to getting a Hulu membership for the longest time. But a deal came my way, and it was like, $2 a month or something. So I said, yeah, I can't skip out on that. So I watched the 6 episodes of Time Machine Blues. And it was great. And when I say it's great, I don't mean it's anything life-changing. If you've seen the Tatami Galaxy and you know how universes work in that show, this is basically, it's kind of a spoiler, but kind of not. This is essentially just an extension of the Tatami Galaxy. And I would say it's not weaker or stronger than any of the other segments that we got. It's just longer. And I mean, I was happy that I got to spend more time with that. And any extra Tatami Galaxy is welcome. And just as a side note, I really do, maybe just because I find it to be way sweeter, I do really prefer The Night is Short, Walk On Girl, which is kind of like the sister story, alternate universe, whatever you want to call it. But all three of them are amazing. So Time Machine Blues is wonderful. If you like the Tatami Galaxy, then you'll enjoy this because it's just more Tatami Galaxy. And I lied, I do have one more thing to talk about, and this just happened. Like, just happened. So, I started Letterkenny. That's it. I started Letterkenny, and I like Letterkenny. It's really funny to me. As a deadpan person, I really appreciate deadpan humor. I like it when people just kind of dive into a joke where it's quick-witted and the dialogue is snappy and everyone, you can understand everyone. And it's very quotable. There are a lot of, the word isn't slang, I guess you could say sayings, pitter-patter, that's a Texas size 10-4, how are you, not so bad. I'm just really enjoying Letterkenny, and a good friend of mine pointed out that I am in a Creed phase right now, which I'm not mad at. Like, I just, it's good to me right now. But that's all. That is my favorite things of spring 2025. And yeah, just be on the lookout for more content. I'm doing my best. And I appreciate you staying along for the ride as I am doing my best. And there are more things coming. And yeah, just be on the lookout, be excited, and I'm gonna do my best to deliver. Thank you so much for listening. And with that, I am out.